Oh, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, when Michigan Governor Rick Snyder signed what should have been called the Right to Choose Law, I was utterly surprised, even though in the days leading up to the great event, we were told that once the legislature approved the legislation granting workers the right to choose whether or not to join the union. Now just think about it. Michigan, the cradle of unionism and all it represents, now seeing the light and allowing full-grown men and women to make up their own minds. Of course, the union thugs beating up people and destroying the Americans for Prosperity tent on the Michigan State Capitol grounds have only themselves, their attitudes and actions to blame for what only they think is a setback. Scott Hagerstrand, a spokesman for Americans for Prosperity, who was a witness to the angry mob of unionists who got physical with those who dared to disagree with their socialist tendencies, said...
A couple guys came in with masks on, they hit a hot dog, and they tipped over all our coffee pots, and they several people just pulled out their knives. A couple were in black masks, and they started cutting the straps on the tent, cutting the top of the tent. People were trapped inside. We're still gathering information because I'm learning more and more people that were assaulted.
The melee in Lansing is reminiscent of the 1937 clash between union organizers and Ford Motor Company security personnel. If the unions are so wonderful, no one will get out. If they do opt out, perhaps union officials and members can work to make the unions more appealing to those who don't want the unions now, instead of trying to bully them into accepting unions. For those who complain that non-union members will get the same benefits as union members, by their own logic, that should be okay, because most liberal union members support Obamacare and people receiving health care at the expense of others, and 47% of the population receiving the benefits of living here without contributing one iota to the federal income tax. Hey, union heads, you either believe in such concepts or you don't. You cannot pick and choose when to apply them. An interesting conundrum indeed. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Whew, nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI-enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation. Q.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we go into the third hour, last hour this week, on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Gun confiscation in states like New York and California is not that surprising. It's eminently sad, but it's not that surprising. We're going to see that in Connecticut, too. But there's also another problem that goes on. Legally armed individuals in states that are thought to be more Second Amendment friendly may find that local law enforcement may seize their firearms even when no crime has been committed, and then it's a big fight to get them back. This coming from the desk of Dean Weingarten at AmmoLand. And he notes a number of cases where such instances have occurred. This past November, furniture stoner Eric Lee of DeKalb County, Georgia, was thrown into jail for loitering and carrying a gun on his own property. How do you loiter on your own property? Isn't that the same thing as saying you're standing around? He filed a federal lawsuit in November claiming his constitutional rights were violated when his gun was not immediately returned to him after the case was dismissed. According to WSB-TV, Lee said he had a concealed carry permit and bought a gun because the store was targeted by robbers numerous times in the past. He was arrested by local authorities one evening when he heard people making noises on his property. The police just pulled in and said, "What's going on? What is going on? Hands up. Anybody have any weapons?" I said, "I have a gun." They just grabbed me, took my gun, and threw me in the car. Although he told police he had a permit, authorities cited him for loitering. Additionally, his truck was towed from his own property. In a police report that was obtained by WSB-TV, an officer wrote, "While taking Mr. Lee into custody, I could smell a strong smell of an alcoholic beverage." Lee said the smell of alcohol came from drunk and vomiting homeless people on his property who were also taken into custody and were standing near him. Apologizing to Lee later, a judge dismissed the case against the businessman. But Mr. Lee had to fight for more than a year to get his firearm returned, an apology from the arresting officers, and a reimbursement for the cost of paying for towing his truck. In Cleveland, reported by the Cleveland Plain Dealer. That was settled in November. This outraged Second Amendment activists regarding an obscure city ordinance that allows local authorities to seize weapons from an individual until a court of competent jurisdiction mandates the city to give the weapons back. That is mandated, somehow or another, theft of your private property. Krista Sutterfield, 43, a Milwaukee resident, was found not guilty of carrying a concealed weapon earlier this fall. It was the second time she wears a gun, apparently, everywhere. Good for her. It was the second time her gun-wearing habit had gotten her arrested, and the second time she avoided conviction. She's a nursing student and firearm safety instructor, and she made national news in 2010 when she was arrested after openly wearing her gun to a Brookfield church service. No formal charges were filed, and she later won a $7,500 settlement from the city on her false arrest claim. Read that to mean that because the cops didn't know what they were doing, the taxpayers were soaked for $7,500. In November 2011, in an early test of Wisconsin's new weapons law, Milwaukee police are seeking concealed weapons charges against an area gun rights activist, this is coming from the journal Sentinel, who was wearing a gun in her car before getting a new state permit. Krista Sutterfield was arrested early Friday outside a closed Sherman Park coffee shop where she was using a computer inside her parked car while wearing her ever-present handgun. She was jailed overnight, and her gun has been confiscated. She was not formally charged. Well, this is the same thing about the church thing. Now, the reason they seized this gun is because she had made a statement facetiously, like a lot of people probably do. I've done it. She was seeing her therapist, and she said, if things don't change soon, I'm just going to go home and blow my brains out. Which is sort of like saying, gosh, I'm so tired, I wish I could die. Or, you know, people say things like this all the time. Now, the therapist told, how the police got a hold of this, I have no idea. But the therapist told police she was fine and they should leave her alone. When they found out about this, police began to, they began looking for her. They looked for her at her house at 2:30 p.m. And the therapist told them at that time they should leave her alone. They returned at 9 p.m. They took her Glock and some ammunition. And then they took her to the county's mental health complex for an emergency detention. Two days later, she filed a petition to get her gun back. She alleged the March 22nd visit from police resulted from a misunderstanding about an expired welfare check. I'm not a danger to anyone except an attacker. Before a May hearing, a police official sent Circuit Court Judge Rebecca Dallet a letter asking the gun not to be returned because the therapist's concern and the fact that Sutterfield had been taken in on an emergency detention. She was not given a copy or notice of this letter. When she was there, she produced a letter from her current psychotherapist stating that at an April 6th session, she had no concern that Sutterfield might be a danger to herself or others. Sutterfield said the police officer in charge of gun returns, Michael Perez, had told her that that's what she needed to bring to the hearing. Her lawyer argued it was improper for police, without going through the city's lawyer, to contact the judge directly. They're just jumping all over the place, breaking the law. He also said the letter unlawfully disclosed confidential medical records concerning Sutterfield, even though they did not address any of the statutory criteria for not returning her gun. A week after the brief was submitted, Dallet ordered Sutterfield's gun returned. This is why you need something like a Texas Law Shield. Because a lot of these people are setting, a lot of these laws are set up, and they need to be done away with. These laws, this is why we all have to be active. And I've asked this question to my legislators. Okay, let's say I get arrested on something and it turns out to be a false charge. Do I have to go to court to get my gun back? And then I pointed out, you know, if they take my gun based on any sort of thing they may do, are they going to come to my house and take all my guns? Because if that happens and then I got to fight them in court to get them back, I'm going to own a large portion of this municipality. Big chunk of it. And this is why you need something like a Texas Law Shield. that's why you need it. So, it happens in supposed gun-friendly states too. It happens in Texas. It happens all over. Remember that. Keep that in mind. When we get back, we're going to talk about this guy that shot somebody to death in Miami or Tampa the other day because he threw popcorn at him. It's too ridiculous to cry about, let me tell you. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This whole incident of this guy shooting somebody else in a movie theater because he threw popcorn at him, let me state this categorically for you. I do not think that is a righteous shoot. I think what you have here is this former police captain, Curtis Reeves, 71, who thought he was a little more than he was. I think he thought because he could, you know, based upon this only one's carve-out that is nationwide, I think he thought, and he did it he carried it into a gun-free zone, which is totally within the law. And I think he abused that gift of being able to defend himself. He was not defending himself. The victim was texting his young daughter's babysitter, not his young daughter, and an argument erupted with Mr. Reeves. This guy's name is Chad Olson, the dead man, 43 years old. He was texting during previews before the movie Lone Survivor, which I really want to see. Witnesses of Monday's shooting told police that Reeves and his wife were sitting behind another couple, Olson and his wife, Nicole. And they were complaining about their text messaging during the movie previews. They weren't doing it during the movie itself, and we'll never know if they would. But. It was not in a context. One thing I do every year. Well, you know what, before I go off on that tangent, let's go to the phones. Glenn in Philadelphia. Yes, sir.
Yes, good morning, Bill.
Morning, Glenn. How are you doing?
All right. I want to harken back a story or so here about the sure. woman who made some remark about shooting herself.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? I gotta be a little bit empathetic to the authorities on that one, because if you're gonna, you know, be responsible enough to carry a gun, you need to be responsible enough to mind your own tongue. And I can tell you, as a nurse, if I neglect any remark of that sort, I worked in psychiatric facilities, but in any facility or in any context in which I work, I am not permitted to gloss over such a remark. Anytime anyone makes a remark, and it doesn't matter whether or not you or I or they think that the context of the remark, you know, makes it sufficiently obvious that it is facetious. Okay, that doesn't count. Because there have been, you know, there's no shortage of stories where people disregarded such remarks, assuming they were facetious, to find the person, you know, hurt themselves or someone else later, and this provokes, you know, tragic consequences along with unending lawsuits. Okay, so it was only facetious thing. Doesn't wash, especially if you're going to be a gun owner and someone with a permit to carry. You need to watch your mouth.
Glenn, hang on one second. Recon, can you turn up Glenn's volume a little bit, please, sir?
Yeah, because I'm on my phone. I'm not even on the Bluetooth.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Recon's sitting in a room with a massive mixing board that probably has, I don't know, 212 sliders, and knowing where each one is, if he does know where everything is, he's got my admiration.
All right.
But anyway, you're
better
now.
Okay, Recon, do not push the red button. What do you do? Don't push the red button.
Well, let me ask you a question there, Glenn. Now, you're coming at this with a unique perspective that I don't often get to ask questions about. Now, if with this woman, she said this in passing to her psychotherapist, and her psychotherapist...
Yeah, which is also foolish, because the psychotherapist... Yeah. Yeah, even in light of client confidentiality, it's bound by the law to inform about things like that. Okay?
Well, but what I'm saying is, if the psychotherapist, in her professional opinion, did not find that to be a clear and pressing threat or an imminent threat, does that hold any water?
Well, here's the thing. I guess, you know, I'm not... The doctor, in my capacity as a nurse, I know I have to, here's the thing. If you know you're supposed to do something about something like that, and you choose, it's just you and them sitting there, and you choose not to document that, and something happens, and then somebody's grilling you later on, did they say anything? Now, then again, you have to either tell them and then try to convince them, or you have to just not stonewall on it later on and not say anything. I recommend it, okay? What's and you're putting, and here's the other thing. When you really have to take into account how your words affect other people and obligate other people, okay? If you want, you know, don't go saying stuff like that. I mean, in other words, like, I could tolerate some smart aleck joke at the airport about a bomb or something these days. You know, they're not even allowed to do that. You know, you can't make any security jokes. So look how seriously they're taking this stuff at the airports, which is to me crazy and oppressive. But I wouldn't go down to the airport and make a joke. You know, you wouldn't make any jokes about at the airport anymore. You know, and I'm not gonna. And if you're, if you're going to a psychotherapist, you know, if you have own guns and have a carry permit and stuff, you just don't do it. It's the prudent thing to do, okay? It's the prudent thing to do is hold your tongue, is what I mean. Even if you're, you know, say you're working really hard all morning, you say, oh, I'm killing myself here today. You know, obviously the context of that is a little more obvious. But, I can understand people, this triggers responses. You know, people have to make sure that and like you said, if the therapist told them, you know, leave her alone, but the therapist has to have enough authority in their context for them to say, okay, therapist says don't do anything, we're not going to do anything. So, you know, the easiest thing is just don't use those types of remarks. You know, it's so much easier.
Now, with me personally, okay, when I go see my doctor, and I don't see a psychotherapist, and I'm glad I don't go see one, but when I see my doctor, when I see him, I don't get out there and say, hey, you know what? I'm wearing a gun.
No.
Hey, you know what? I'm feeling aggressive today and I'm wearing a gun. I don't say that. So I hear exactly what you're saying, but at the same time, shouldn't we be looking? Well, yes, you're absolutely right. In today's PC, absolutely new normal world, this has to be looked at hard as to what is prudent to save yourself trouble later on down that day. But at the same time, don't we sort of need to do this on a case by case basis? If this psychotherapist had known this lady for years, and she knew every nuance about her, could she make a good call on that?
Well, the thing is, though, if the verbalization of the idea shows like the idea is at least crosses the mind, you know.
Right.
So it's just best not even to raise the specter of the problem, you know. And like I say, it's so much easier for people just not to make that mess, you know.
True. I have to agree with you 100% on that one. It is better just not to go that way at all. But at the same time, I can't help but sit back and think. I had a son who was suspended from school when he was 7 for saying he's going to blow somebody's head off while they were playing war.
They take this stuff right. Now, and again, a lot of times you can get the connotation from the context and the intent. But it's easier just not, you know, like I said. It reminds me of the book of James in the Bible, which is the tongue is a world of iniquity among our members. It sits on fire the whole course of nature and is itself set on fire of hell. Yeah, it's a little rudder that steers a big ship. It's like a little rudder, you know what I mean? You start flapping that, turning that rudder the wrong way, and then the ship starts going in the wrong direction. It's just easier to mind your tongue. But anyway. About the theater shooting thing.
Hang on. We're going to break. You hang on. Mark in Philadelphia, you hang on. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
coming from Blue Force Gear. The same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training, DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
A Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. We're getting some good advice, although I wish it wasn't necessary, but it is actually very prudent advice from Glenn in Philadelphia. Please continue on, sir.
Oh, okay. Very well, then. Momentarily, as for your own psychotherapy needs, Bill, if you're crazy enough to sit there on the radio and field calls from people like me, maybe you should have your head examined. But,
Well, this is where you got to look at it, Glenn, okay? Talk radio does not mean just me talking.
It's not just yourself, and it also. I know.
Yeah, if I don't have some interaction with the audience out there, it's just me in a sad little room talking into a big fat stick, and that's just so sad to consider. It's like being, it would only sadder for me if I was doing it from my parents' basement.
Yeah, exactly. You know, watching Star Trek later in the day.
Yeah.
No, my favorite is when hosts have guests on and don't let them get a word in edgewise. That happened with some people, too. You know, or I talked, I said I was going to go to calls, but I talked all the time away, so could you please hurry? Anyway, that's another good one. And about the old man, real quick. I know you have someone else. The 71-year-old guy. I can understand the man being infuriated at this guy. Well, no, number one, if the guy was texting during the trailers, because normally they have little messages that come on and say, please turn your cell phones off now, the movie's starting, you know. And I think they do that, I don't know if they did it right before the movie or before the trailers, but obviously he wasn't doing it during the movie. And Anyway, so one of the reports I heard about that story said the guy had slapped the other guy. Now, and then I only heard that once. Now, then the guy said he was afraid. This is the big thing now. Oh, I was afraid, so I shut up.
The statement that the shooter made was he was struck by an unknown object, and that unknown object was popcorn.
Oh, okay, an unknown. Yeah, so that's obviously. But there are plenty of things he could have done. If the guy was being really obnoxious, he could have called an usher, or he could have contacted theater management, or if he had been actually struck, like say slapped, they'd have him on battery, and he could involve the police. Okay, but there's a whole spectrum of things that could have been done if something needed to be done that's short of shooting him. And, you know, that gentleman certainly knew it far better than I because of his background. I can understand being annoyed with people, even getting really irritated or just cumulatively sick of it, you know. I don't mind so much when people text, but when they're sitting there talking, that really grates me. But even so, I might just say something to them, you know, like, hey, you know. Or, like I said, there's in the old days, you had the ushers around in the movies. Nowadays, there's nobody else. There's maybe not even anybody in the projection booth, you know. You used to have uniformed ushers with flashlights and stuff like that, and that's all gone.
Yep.
But I'm dating myself with that. So, but obviously the shooting of this guy, whether or not he was a jerk, you know, is unjustified.
Yeah,
thanks,
being
Bill.
A jerk.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Mark in Philadelphia, thank you for holding. What can I do for you?
Good morning. You there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. Well, Bill, if you remove the basis of reason for how you encounter life, then you enter into the realm of insanity, where anything goes, and nothing makes sense. The word arbitrary comes to mind. The definition of arbitrary, define arbitrary, based on random choice or personal whim, rather than any reason or system. The legal definition of arbitrary is not supported by fair, solid, and substantial cause, and without reason given. So to address what you were talking about earlier, you know, and I've listened to you and I've listened to several other talk show hosts on different subjects, but primarily on the subject of freedom, people are running around wondering, well, how's all this happening? How's all this happening? And I would encourage listeners to listen to the following show, the Resurrect the Republic, because there is some basis for what they're talking about with the 14th Amendment. All this stuff that's happening, you know, if we go into court thinking that they're going to uphold the law, you know, and that justice will prevail, I'm sorry to tell you, folks, it ain't going to prevail. If the judge wants it to prevail, then he, you know, it depends upon his whim for the day. Maybe today he's a fair judge. Tomorrow he's a, you know, he had a bad hair day, so, you know, you're going to the pokey. So we got to get back to reason. We got to get back to our history. History does count. And by the way, the old guy in the theater, now I'm not 71, I'm 53. If I was 71 and I tolerated a lot of all this stuff that's happening in our society, I don't know. Not that he has a substantial reason for what he did, but we need to put ourselves in his shoes. How would you feel, you know?
He's a 71 retired police captain who started the SWAT team in Tampa. And as a 71 retired former police captain, if he was no longer firm enough of mind to make those remembrances as to gauging a real threat versus an annoyance, well, then he shouldn't have been carrying a gun, no matter what he retired from. If he was capable, if he's still thinking like he should in a firm frame of mind, then having popcorn thrown in your face, no matter how infuriating that may be, does not warrant a bullet in the chest. And then he shot the guy's wife when she got up trying to defend him. I mean, this guy was shooting. So this is...
He lost it.
Yeah. And somebody that is going to lose it, and I don't care what background they come from, I don't care how good they've been up to that point. If they get to a point to where I mean, I see old people do this all the time. They get, you know, they get start getting scared of driving, so they give up the car keys. They voluntarily do it. They know. And that right. should also be part and parcel of it. They're not giving up their rights as far as being put on some prohibited persons list, but you got to know sooner or later when to hang up the cleats.
Right. So, well, so all this other stuff that you know, all these rules and regulations, back to the deal about the law, legal stuff, is that what it comes down to is it comes down to the whim of man. And that's what we're under the rule of. We are not a many people think we're a republic, and many people think that we have a constitution. Well, we do. We actually have two forms of it. And then after the Civil War, they changed the constitution, and they changed the definition of who we are as individuals. They allowed corporations to take on a persona, and that was nothing but a cover for some evil stuff. Because look at corporations now. Now, the corporation might get fined, but the people responsible for taking those actions against the public, do they get in any severe, do they go to prison? No, they don't. They get fined, but do they go to prison? No. Now, if the common man does what they do, the common man goes to prison for much, much, much less, you know.
That's the way it is. It's not the way it should be, though.
Right. That's the way it is. And so we have to take a look at the basis of our foundation, and that's what's going on here. And I mean, the fruits of the tree are evident. The fruits of this tree are, you know, they're everywhere. I mean, before it was a remote case here, but there. But now we have the internet, and so now we can connect the dots and see that it's not just happening down in South Carolina. It's not just happening in Philadelphia. It's not just happening back in Missouri or Texas or wherever. It's happening everywhere. Okay. The small courts have been taken over, and they've been infiltrated by the federales. And that's what I say back to this the seizure laws. That if we address that, it will bring up this conversation to look. The federal government is imposing their authority where they have no authority.
Now, so I agree with everything you're saying, and this is what I would say to this. Okay, we got two ways to address this issue head on. One of them is not so head on. We exist in the new normal today, and because we exist in the new normal, we have to take stock of how long it has taken us to get to this absolutely prostituted point of the way business is done in the United States in law enforcement and in government. It took a very long time to get here to where it finally got to the point to where it irritates people. They've done it incrementally to a degree. It was glacial how they creeped it in. But there's two ways we can look at this as people like you and I. We can look at this and say, okay, we can try to do things peacefully, and we have to understand that this is going to take a long time to unwind. But there is no upheaval within the country. Or there's going to be some seminal moment that occurs somewhere in the United States. It's going to be some flashpoint. Maybe it's New York. Maybe it's Connecticut. Who knows? And you hang on. You hang on, Mark, through the break, please.
Sure, no problem.
Hang on. We'll be right back. Last time this week goes back to Republic Broadcasting on a Friday. This is Lock and Roll.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever. Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent. Welcome back as we get ready to go away on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, talking about the way things are and the way things ought to be with Mark in Philadelphia. You were about to say what, sir?
Well, what just came to my mind on the break there was they've been whacking away at our understanding of the Constitution, and now they're whacking at the taproot, which is, to me, the right to yourself and the right to self-protection. And that's what the Second Amendment, to me, the Second Amendment is about, the right of self-protection. And I very much appreciate you being there, Bill, to open up the conversation, to address the, you know, what's really going on here and how we can hold the ground. But they've been whacking at the taproot of the, so now, I mean, they've all these other amendments, what are they, you know, they whacked at them and they whacked them down, to, you know. It's obvious that they're stopping people and searching them for no reason, breaking into people's houses with no reason, no warrants, all this crap. The thing is, what do we do? What do we do to stop this stuff? I mean, you know, and
like I said, there's two things to do. First of all, everybody that votes in the United States, they got to stop watching TV. They got to gather their own information. Stop being parrots. Get involved. Go listen to these guys when they're talking. Do a little research on your own. Don't worry about who vets them. Vet them yourself. That's if you want to do it gradually. We've got to change the complexion of Congress. Congress has got to go deep conservative. We have to take
a almost U-turn to the right to get us back to center right. That's going to take a little bit of time. The other thing that's happening, though, is that in the meantime, if nothing like this happens, the government is setting up for a armed revolution because they are taking away all means at a peaceful revolution. And, I mean, they're being told that on the Hill, right now on Capitol Hill. There's different people that have said that, that have articulated that in hearings. If they don't heed that warning,
I fear. That's why this issue about the local, you know, like back to the sheriffs and back to local authority and back to does our territory count? Do the states matter? Are they sovereign? And does our local county count? And if so, then what do we do to help protect us at the local level from intervention by the federal government? And if we take that battle and really, you know, be firm with it, I think that we'll make some headway and wake people up to say, look, you know, the federal government's coming to going to tell you what to do. The IRS is coming and going to tell you what to do with this Obamacare. It's just, are you going to stand for that? I mean, is that acceptable to you, or are you going to say no? And
well,
that's,
I mean,
the deal.
Like I said, it's all about being active, and all politics are local. So when you see, like, we need to take our cues from Colorado. Colorado, what they did was beautiful. The NRA didn't do that. Gun Owners of America didn't do that. Second Amendment Foundation didn't do that. No celebrities did that. That was the people of Colorado. They did that. Democrats and Republicans alike. And they deposed outright two of them, just fired them. And they put the other one in a degree of duress that she had to resign before they lost power in the Senate and was taken over by a Republican. So that's what we got to do. Check it out, Mark. I got somebody holding, and I'd like to get them in before the show ends.
Thanks for the call. Thank you.
Stay safe. Bill in Missouri. Yes, sir. Did I get that right?
Hi,
Jeff
Bill.
In Missouri. I'm sorry, Jeff. I don't know why I was thinking Bill. I'm Bill. You're Jeff. What can I do for you?
Well, I wanted to comment on Glenn's comments since I'm in the dirt.
Oh, you're breaking up on me. I want to hear what you got to say. Did we lose him, Recon? Oh, my. If you're listening, Jeff in Missouri, get in a better spot real quick. We got about 6 minutes for you to call back, and we will. Listen. One thing about this cat, this this shooter in the movie theater, Reeves. There's some indication. There's some indication. That he may be wanting to claim stand your ground. But here's one thing that I have not seen before. The prosecutor in the case told the judge that investigators had received a call from another concerned moviegoer who said Mr. Reeves had once followed her to the bathroom over her texting. Now, that shows a little bit more than just a reaction to me. It may show almost a fixation on hating people that text. Who knows? We need to find out if Mr. Reeves had a texting caveat to his mobile phone. Did he have a mobile phone? Did he ever send texts? We need to find this out. But he may be, you know, there's really no defense for this. And if he goes in there and tries to use stand your ground, that's going to be funny. Because how would stand your ground be used? The defendant's statements to police, that information could be used to establish a self-defense. But part of self-defense, to a certain degree, is going to require that the threat is imminent. And can you extricate yourself from this? Standard self-defense, that's standard self-defense, not stand your ground, okay? Those are not the same thing. Not the same thing. In the Trayvon Martin case, they never claimed stand your ground because the burden of proof was on them to show it was reasonable. That's why the defense did not claim that, because it would have been harder on them to try their case. It was just plain self-defense. So, stand your ground. That just cracks me up, the whole supposition. Coming soon from Florida, another fun thing coming from them. They're looking to try to codify, as part of self-defense, a warning shot. And I've talked about all of the... Okay, there he is again. We got a few minutes. Jeff in Missouri, are you there? We got about 3 minutes. Go.
Yes, sir. Yes, I was commenting on Glenn. You know, and I can appreciate Glenn's view, but Glenn, however, is mixing the nursing ethics with law, because there is not a law that says you must comment on something that someone else says because you don't know the exact context you're in. Now, it may be different if he's in a psychiatric setting or something like that. But one of the big problems we have today are people saying things they have no knowledge of and reiterating those things to law enforcement who come down on people for the most specious reasons.
I don't disagree with you at all. I do not.
In fact, that would actually fall under the client-patient privilege. And law enforcement, how many times gets bad information that they act on? I think the thing is that there needs to be more lawsuits and more things to bring these people into line and to either have their training revised or, something of that nature, because it's just getting out of control.
I like that strategy. The only problem with that is that most of the time these people that do this, these guys, these cops that transgress, they're not held personally responsible.
Well, see, that's the issue. The attorneys need to go after their pensions and them personally, not the municipalities, but the officers themselves, because many of them even disregard instruction that tells them not to bother people because they have such an ingrained influence from the anti-gun community.
I don't disagree with you at all. How did you find this? I don't think you've ever called in before. How did you find the show?
Oh, I'm a big-time GOA member.
Okay.
And you might not know it, but you happen to be one of my favorites outside of the main man up there, Mr. Larry Pratt, the mother of all pro-gun rights. So,
yep.
I am a faithful tuner to this show, and I just love what you do, and I appreciate you.
Well, thank you. I don't mind coming in a close second to Larry Pratt. Thanks for the call, Jeff. I have run out of time. You stay safe and feel free to call anytime.
Thank you.
This has been a week, folks. Thankfully, I got to do all 5 days of it. Let's just see if I can do it again. It'll be a trend. Remember this. Keep it close to you. It's never been about gun control, ever. It's always been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load.